and welcome to another episode of the Braves Beach House Podcast. I'm Harrison, and I'm going to be your host this week. Coming up, we're going to talk with our food and beverage director, Henry Monaco, to go behind the scenes on how some of your favorite concession dishes came to be, what's going on at the Tiki Bar this month, and how Henry got his start here with the Braves. Then later on, we're going to be joined by an associate from Wendell's World Records, the company that officiated our world's largest beach ball drop last March. We're going to see what's coming up with Wendell and what happened with this beach ball drop. Apparently, there's a little bit of controversy. All that and more ahead on this episode of the Braves Beach House Podcast.
Can I start with a joke, please?
Yes, go right ahead, 3-9.
Thank you. What do you call a potato wearing glasses?
Potato wearing glasses. Well, I mean, to me.
Don't think about it too hard.
It's gotta be something with a tater or.
You got a guess or no?
I don't. That's a tough one.
It is called a spectator wearing glasses.
Spectator wearing glasses. Wow. That's a good one, 3-9.
Don't worry. It'll get better with time. That's just the opening joke.
It's the opening joke. All right. Maybe by the time we get to the end, we can get an even better joke. But some of you guys may recognize Henry as our good friend 3-9 from Ask 3-9, a very popular show here on the Cool Today Park Facebook page. And Braves Beach House Podcast is yet our latest attempt at a show on our Facebook page. So it's great to have you back here as the OG Facebook host.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back. I'm excited to be a part of the reinvented Braves Beach House Podcast. Ask 3-9 was just the baby, and now we're teenagers, and pretty soon we'll be adults.
Pretty soon we'll be adults. That's a very scary thought. Anyway, and people here also may recognize you from around the ballpark as our senior food and beverage director. You're here. You are at the Tiki Bar. You're at the concession stands. So can you just tell us, what exactly does a food and beverage director do here at Cool Day Park?
So I oversee all things food and beverage. So anything that you eat or anything that you drink here, I'm responsible for. So that includes our Tiki Bar, which is open 6 days a week from 12 to 9. And that also includes during the season when we have our games, all of our concession stands, all of our catering. So anything that you can eat, anything that you can drink, I'm responsible for it.
Yeah, and as you guys see, as you have come to a spring training game here before, there are so many food options, so many crazy dishes that you can try here. And later on, we'll go more in depth on how those come to be. But first, how'd you end up here at Cool Day Park working with the Braves?
So how I ended up being here is I always wanted to work in sports. And when I graduated college, I tried to figure out getting into sports. So I did various internships. And I actually, before coming here, opened up a spring training facility in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. And so my old boss in West Palm Beach used to work with my boss currently. And he gave me a good recommendation. And by the grace of God, I got the job here. And the rest is history.
Rest is history. Almost 5-6 years later now.
6 years this December. Time flies when you're having fun.
So you come here. You have your first game, and you get to launch the Tiki Bar. Can you take us what it was like launching the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar here at Cool Day Park?
So, kind of like the area of Welland Park, there wasn't much out here. So we started off very simple with selling basic ballpark food, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, hamburgers. We had a kids menu with a PB&J on there. And then as each year has kind of passed, we've kind of grown in our culinary abilities as well as our offerings for different types of libations, drinks. And so we're kind of growing with the area. The customers in the area kind of provide us feedback through many different mediums, including face-to-face. And so with each year, we've kind of just grown.
Yeah, and I mean, it's very evident to see what the Tiki Bar has turned into today. You got live entertainment 3 days a week. You got trivia nights, bingo nights, and the menu's always evolving. Is there a favorite dish that you've had here over the years on the Tiki Bar menu that's just like your go-to food item here at Cool Day Park?
My favorite is probably the cheeseburger quesadilla. Oh, it's something that I discovered while doing some market research. Mm-hmm. That's one of the ways that we kind of develop our menu and is by going out and seeing what other places have to offer. and how we can make that better.
Now, for some people who might not be familiar with the cheeseburger quesadilla, can you tell us what is a cheeseburger quesadilla?
So it is a toasted 12-inch tortilla with ground beef, shredded cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, with some hot tortilla chips, salsa, and our special sauce.
Special sauce. So it's the best of a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed with a quesadilla.
Yep.
It's like the ultimate combination.
It is. And it's just your best value for your dollar up at the tiki bar.
So cheeseburger quesadilla is your favorite tiki bar food item. Is there anything that you would pair that with? What's your go-to pairing with a cheeseburger quesadilla?
Well, you know what? If you're looking to have a good time at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar, you got to pair that with a rum punch.
A rum punch.
32 ounces of coconut rum and just pineapple juice, orange juice. It's delicious. Before you know it, you'll be going through two or three of them.
Sounds like a good time for sure. So kind of switching away from the tiki bar, can you talk through some of the other food items here? We got concessions, you got the Leecom Legends Club. How does all that come together?
Yeah, so kind of our concession items, you know, obviously we try to keep it simple. So when people are coming to a ballpark, they like to get a hot dog, a cold beer, but they also like to have some variety. So we have our salsa stand where we offer our kitchen sink nachos, which are a very popular item. And then we have our chicken and fish stand, chicken coop and fish camp, which where we serve what's uniquely to this country and to our ballpark itself is our tackle box, where you can get a chicken tender with a biscuit, french fries, hush puppies. And then we also have, that's our concourse level. And then on our terrace level, we have Boar's Head Deli, which is where you can get quality Boar's Head meats, quality sandwich. And then we also have our smokehouse barbecue. At the smokehouse barbecue, that is the only place where you can get a fried bologna or you can get some pulled chicken, a rotisserie chicken. So we kind of are all across the board in terms of concessions.
Yeah, and speaking of smokehouse barbecue, I mean, one of your new items here in 2024 was the barbecue box with the rotisserie chicken, as you mentioned. And people might not realize the whole process that goes into making those rotisserie chickens. Can you tell Braze Country, like, the whole hard work
yeah.
that goes
so
into
we,
it?
Oh, yeah, so we, you know, we stick these rotisserie chickens on a rotisserie chicken maker. And they cook for about 8 to 12 hours. It's a very, long process. But that's what goes into the quality. That's what makes it so good is the time and the effort that goes into making this delicious chicken.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it just shows how much effort is put into the concession items here and how much you and your team are always working to create the latest and greatest food items here for Braze Country to enjoy. So obviously there's some new food items coming out for 2025. We don't want to spill the beans on that just yet. So maybe in a future episode, we'll go into that a little bit more. But can you kind of walk us through the process of creating a new concession items and how are you figuring out what to do, what to mix? How does it end up in people's mouths during spring training?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said earlier, we try to do simple well. So obviously we know people, when they come to a ballpark, they want to get a hot dog with fries. They want to get a cheeseburger with fries, grilled chicken for those who are looking to err on the more healthier side. Mm-hmm. So we have our staples. And then, like I was saying a little bit earlier, we do market research. So we go to other ballparks. We go to other restaurants and areas to see what they do and see what they like or see what they do well. And so, we try to keep it simple, but we also try to reinvent what's already good.
Yeah.
And so we pick, you know, an item, whether it's a nacho, and, you know, we play around with it. We go to, our main kitchen where we kind of do all of our production. We just kind of mess around with it until we kind of find what we like. There's no real exact process.
Yeah.
Basically, we just start with an idea, and we get the ingredients. We play around with it until we like it. And then, we are confident that our customers will like and our fans will like it as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like a nice big group effort. You have lots of different ingredients. You're just mixing and matching until you find the perfect concoction that Braze Country will love and also just enjoy all season long. So we talked about the tiki bar. We talked about concessions. Can you highlight some of the other like hidden concession stands here at Cool Day Park that most people might not be checking out on a visit? Like, is there a spot that you say, man, you should really visit that when you come here during spring training?
So something that we've introduced just this past year is our grab and go. The grab and go is a very seamless. If you want no to worry about no lines, if you want to just be able to take care of everything yourself, our grab and go area is our kind of new hottest thing. In terms of technology, it's very seamless. You don't have to worry about interacting or waiting in line. You pick what you want. You go to the soda cooler. You pick out a soda or water. You pick out a hamburger or a hot dog or a pizza. And you kind of just keep it moving. You know, you move at your own pace, and you can do everything on your own.
Yeah, and so if you're coming to Cool Day Park and you're wondering where you can find Quick and Easy, it's going to be located over in right field, right before the foul pole is where you can find Quick and Easy. So you can pop in there during the game and grab some items fast. Now, there's a couple of events coming up this month at the Tiki Bar in September. But first, can you talk us through some of the specials that you have going on this month in September at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill?
Sure, sure. So we have daily happy hour at the Tiki Bar, and then we do monthly specials, monthly drink and food specials. So something that we're going to introduce this month is going to be our sangria bucket. That's going to be our specialty drink bucket, kind of like the rum punch. It's in 32 ounces. It's cool. It's sweet. It's delicious. And so that's kind of what we offer for our drink special. And then for the food special, we're going to be introducing our smoked chicken salad.
Smoked chicken salad.
Yes, which is kind of an in-house recipe, so I can't go too far into the ingredients, but just know that is a delicious smoky chicken salad. And we're going to top it off with some bacon.
Ooh.
And then we're going to have a nice toasted multi-grain bun for you to add that little health factor in there for you.
That sounds delicious. I'll have to try that out.
Yes.
This month here at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar. Now, I also know that Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, it almost seems like something's going on every night at the Tiki Bar. So can you walk us through some of the days of the week and what you have going on at the Tiki Bar?
Sure. So, you know, starting in the fall, we're going to be bringing back trivia. That's going to be on Wednesday nights. Thursday night, we got music bingo. Like Harrison mentioned earlier, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we got live entertainment from 5 to 8 Friday and Saturday, and then 1 to 4 on Sundays. Tuesdays, we do half off on our burgers. So we're really always thinking about the customer, trying to create a fun atmosphere, and also try to invite them out to experience the best deals possible, like all-day happy hour, half-price burgers, our weekly specials, our monthly specials, excuse me. So we really try to make it all about the customer in Braves country here.
That's awesome. And you mentioned all day happy hour. That's not just all day. That's all day, every day. You can get discounted drafts, discounted well drinks, and there's some discounted appetizers with the Southwest Florida chicken egg rolls that are available for yet another month. I know those
yes.
turned out to be very popular
yes.
at the Tiki Bar as well. On September 17th, I know there's a special event going on at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill, and that is Tito's Tail Wagon Tuesday. There'll be discounted Tito's drink specials, games, and activities, and people can bring their dog to the Tiki Bar.
Yeah, so ordinarily, there are no animals, outside beverages, or anything like that allowed, but on this one special day, we are allowing you to bring your dog. We know there are plenty of dog lovers out there, and it's a good opportunity for them to kind of bring their favorite little friend and to enjoy a time at the ballpark.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some games, some activities. There's some costume contests for you and your dog, so make sure you dress up, come out. There's going to be some potty cure pampering. That's right, a dog pampering experience. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Photo booth. Tito's promo team will be here, and they're bringing a Tito's treat bar.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to build your own custom pup cup sundae for your dog.
Nice.
It's a perfect pairing.
Nice.
For your dog and drink specials.
That's right. That's right. One time only for the whole year. So make sure you come out here on September 17th and bring your pup.
Sure to be a great time. Now, real quick before you go, there's something coming up in November. It's focused completely around food here at Cool Day Park. It's a fan favorite event every year. It's the Grilled Cheese Festival. It's the fourth year you're doing this.
Yes.
Can you tell people about the Grilled Cheese Festival and real quick, and if you have any hints on what your Grilled Cheese Festival will be serving up this year?
That's right. That's right. So we have our annual Grilled Cheese Festival, like Harrison said, in November. It's the Saturday before Thanksgiving, so mark your calendars now. Like Harrison said, it's very popular. Basically, what we do is we invite local food trucks, and they bring their menus, and we have them also come up with something that's grilled cheese inspired. What we do with our food truck here at our Pop Dogs food truck is we have grilled cheese varied items. So we have a grilled cheese hot dog. Ooh. We have a grilled cheese taco. We have various grilled cheeses because people love grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And November is the time when things start getting a little bit cooler. I know we don't have a change in seasons like we do up north, but you know, November is people associate with cold weather. And a staple of cold weather is always a grilled cheese. And so we also have local beers or local breweries come out where you can come out and try different beers that you wouldn't ordinarily have at the stadium. Yeah. Because we also try to make it a complete experience with, you know, what goes better than grilled cheese than a beer, you know? So that's the first that's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. It's our grilled cheese festival. We have live music. It's a fun event. You get an opportunity to vote on different grilled cheeses so we can nominate a winner because obviously people want name recognition to be known as the Grilled Cheese Festival champion.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds cheesy. But it also sounds like a great time.
Well said. It is cheesy, but it is good.
So for more information on the Grilled Cheese Festival, you can visit our website at coolerdaypark.com/events. You'll have to see what Henry and his team are coming up with. It's sure to be exciting and delicious. That's this November. Tail Wagon Tuesday coming up on September 17th at coolerdaypark.com/Tito's. You can find out all the details on that one. And one more time, Tiki Bar's open 6 days a week.
12 to 9, we have live entertainment Friday, Saturdays from 5:30 to 8:30, Sundays from 1 to 4, and then coming this fall, we're bringing back trivia Wednesday nights and music bingo on Thursday nights, so we always got something going on. Come check us out. It's a fun time, unlike anywhere else in the country. You can't go to a ballpark and get food and a cold drink.
That's right. Well, Henry, thank you for joining us on the Braves Beach House podcast. It was great having you here. We'll have to invite you back before spring training and get a preview of those new menus. And, I mean, of course, you could bring some samples along, too. I would not mind trying some of the new concession items.
That's right. Excellent. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to growing.
All right. Well, we'll be right back on the Braves Beach House podcast with more. And welcome back to the Braves Beach House podcast. You might have seen earlier this year in March, we attempted the world's largest beach ball drop here at Coolidge Park, dropping over 1,300 beach balls onto our large crowd during the last spring training game. It was a great time, fan favorite event. And joining us from Wendell's World Records, the company who officiated the entire world record attempt, is none other than Wendell himself. Wendell, welcome to the Braves Beach House podcast.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. But just to clear the air, I want to let Harrison know that I am not Wendell. I am Wendell's associate. And I want to let Braves Country know that also.
You are not Wendell. So this whole time, everyone's thinking of a wine bar, a wiffle ball league, but you are not Wendell. You're just associated with him.
Just his associate. And don't forget about the dog parade that is also associated with Wendell.
Wow, Wendell really has a growing empire. But what brings you here to the Braves Beach House podcast? You know, you were just here in May. Everything was good. We were talking about how we just had a great time. You judged our dog parade. But why back here in September?
Well, when I was here for the dog parade, I was doing a little investigating, and I realized that I found some beach balls hidden in a trash bag that was not dropped into the stadium.
Obviously, those beach balls were for another promotion later on in the season. They were not from the beach ball drop.
That's a possibility. But I do want to award you the second biggest beach ball drop, not the first.
The second biggest beach ball drop with 1,350 beach balls. Wow. But we already got the real certificate, so as far as I'm concerned, this is no good.
Well, maybe you just have to come back. At the end of March.
The end of March. You're saying we have to blow up all those beach balls again?
I do like to count things, so I would enjoy counting those.
You would like to count even more beach balls. So how many beach balls do we have to blow up to get the world record?
Well, definitely more than 1,350. 13, but I think you should do a lot more than 1,350.
A lot more, so like 2,000.
We can do better.
Better than 2,000, so like 2,001.
Maybe just come back in March and see what happens.
All right, so last game of the season. Maybe, just maybe, we can invite you back. maybe let's do 3,000 beach balls.
Ooh, I think that's worthy of coming back to count.
And we'll do it all again, the last game, get another certificate, and go for the world's largest beach ball drop. All right, well, we'll see you at the last game here at Cool Today Park. Double the fun, double the excitement here in 2025 at Cool Today Park. Well, thank you for joining us on another fun-filled edition of the Braves Beach House Podcast. Coming up this week at Cool Today Park on September 5th, we have Suncoast DJ Bango. Test your musical knowledge with us. There's a prize every round at the Tiki Bar, and that's at 6 p.m. on Thursday. On Friday, Sine Waves is performing at the Tiki Bar at 5:30. Saturday, we got Head Above Water at 5:30. And on Sunday, we got Jillian Brown. Sure to be a great time with live music all weekend long. Now, Three Nines back, you have a joke to take us out?
That's right. So, why did the tomato blush?
Why did the tomato blush? Because it was red?
Close. He saw the salad dressing. That's why the tomato blushed.
Wow.
Because he saw that salad dressing. It looked very good.
Well, thanks for joining us on this edition of the Braves Beach House Podcast. We'll see you again next week with a whole lot more fun in store. Be sure to subscribe to the channel or on your podcast feed and leave us a review to help grow the podcast. And this is Harrison Taylor saying,
Go Braves.